In agricultural news, the United States in the next week will publish a final rule ending its controversial method of calculating whether products are being dumped in the U.S. market. The World Trade Organization has repeatedly found that the practice known as zeroing does not conform with U.S. international trade obligations. Those findings cleared the way for a number of nations to impose retaliatory tariffs on imports of U.S. goods. Countries that have initiated successful WTO dispute complaints against the U.S. use of zeroing include Argentina, Brazil, Canada, Ecuador, Japan, Mexico, South Korea, Thailand, and Vietnam. The leader of South Korea's main opposition party, which polls say is headed for a big victory in an April election, said that it would repeal a free trade deal with the U.S. if it wins control of parliament. Public response to the deal has been generally positive, but a small and politically powerful farm lobby, as well as left-leaning parts of the party, argue that South Korea compromised the national interest in favor of big corporations when signing the deal with the United States. China and Canada today signed a series of agreements to boost modest levels of bilateral trade, including a deal that Ottawa says should allow the immediate resumption of Canadian beef and tallow exports after a 9-year pause. Beijing halted beef and tallow imports from Canada after Canada discovered a case of mad cow disease in 2003. Canada and China will need to conduct a legal review of the deal and then sign and ratify it before it can take effect. Canada says it is determined to open up new markets and reduce reliance on the U.S., which takes about 75% of all Canadian exports. Statistics Canada today says that the Canadian population grew by 5.9% over 5 years to 33.5 million people in 2011, the fastest growth rate in the group of 8 leading industrialized nations. Immigration accounted for 2/3 of the population growth rate over the past decade. And House Republicans have introduced their version of a bill to ban insider trading by thousands of federal officials. Republicans, though, wiped out a key provision in the Senate version of the bill that would have required political intelligence firms to register and file disclosure reports. These are companies that try to pick up information from lawmakers, then pass it on to investment firms and their clients. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.